This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
So an article published on the RTDNA website talks about some of the changing focus with TV news. And among the findings is that more investigative reporting is being done on television. I have to admit, I don't watch a lot of television news anymore, but I've never gotten the sense that TV is moving in that direction. Jasmine, you probably, of the three of us, you probably watch more TV news, the most amongst the three of us. What do you think?
Well, I was surprised myself. I do watch a lot of TV news. I watch a lot of CNN. I also watch a lot of local news because that's what I teach is TV news.
Right.
And this report, this survey of TV news directors, they self-reported and said 60% were focusing more on investigative reporting. I found that to be surprising, because I really just don't think that that's happening as much as what this survey is saying. Now, again, this is not a content analysis. It's not somebody who's objective looking at things and going, oh, that's a lot more, you know, there's more investigative reporting happening here. This is a survey of news directors, and they're telling, telling this person, okay, we're focusing more on this. We're focusing more on live reporting and more on weather. I kind of wonder if things might be trumped up a little bit because, well, you know, you want to seem like you're doing more investigative reporting than maybe covering traffic, for instance. Traffic was at the very bottom of the list of all of them that are listed out. Traffic, sports, education, consumer issues, politics, and beat reporting. And live reporting, traffic fell at the very bottom, and they only 21% seem to be focusing more on traffic lately. So, you know, when you look at the whole list, you go, oh, investigative reporting is what you probably want to be showing your audience. But is it necessarily happening? Well, with, you know, the downsizing of newsrooms, it's just harder to do that. And I don't see it as much. So I kind of question what's going on there.
I also wonder, what do you define as investigative reporting?
Yes, exactly. What are counting how many red M&Ms are in a bag, and are they calling that an investigative report?
That might be left up. I haven't seen the survey and how it's worded, but that might be left up to that news director in the self-reporting, saying, "Okay, well, this is what we're focusing on here." But you know, during sweeps period, sure, I see it all the time, but that's 4 months out of the year, and not every newsroom even adheres to that schedule.
And so even I think during sweeps period, I think some of those investigative pieces are more sensationalistic than something that really serves the community.
Yeah, like burn your house down with a turkey in a deep fryer kind of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something with good video.
I'm not going to say I disagree or anything, because I also, as you said, I probably don't watch as much TV news as anyone else. This does bring up the question of with diminishing resources, like you said, and certainly in print, that's an issue. We're seeing a lot less in terms of investigative reporting. It's expensive. It takes an effort. You have to either have a team or at least a reporter or two. They devote sometimes weeks working on a story, sometimes months. Without writing anything. So you're paying that person to sit there and investigate and research and do interviews and report and getting nothing in return. And so your ROI, which is what everybody likes to use in business and in the media, certainly as a business, is terrible for investigative reporting. It takes a lot more effort for what you get from it. And yet I think there is a duty to do it.
As we talked last week with the Rolling Stone rape article, even after all that work is done, then you have people double checking the work. Theoretically, you have people double checking the work done by the investigative journalist, and that takes even longer. So, as the point you're making, Rich, that it requires a lot of time and resources to do investigative reporting. And as we've talked about on this program before, with diminishing staff sizes, it just gets more difficult to do this. So it's very surprising to find that the TV news directors feel like they're doing more of this. And certainly they're having to get by with smaller staffs too, I think, as you said, Jasmine.
Oh, definitely. Even in the Las Vegas market, Rich and Moreno and I both have lived in Nevada, and he knows he knows the Las Vegas market. And a number of TV stations and some of the newspapers have been bought out and people have been moved around and that kind of thing. I mean, it's happening all over the country. But in this, in the article from RTDNA, they do note that it was true for the investigative reporting, that it was especially true for the biggest stations. So there you've got the extra people.
And that may be true, in a Chicago station or something.
And they said it was also especially true in markets 26 to 100, but not in the West. So out in the West Coast area.
So they're slackers.
They're not focusing on investigative reporting.
Huh, interesting. I wonder what they are. Maybe it's more lists, BuzzFeed lists or consumer stories.
It's a different audience, apparently.
So when you mention top markets, I think most people can visualize what you're talking about. But when you say 26 to 100, what size towns are we talking about?
Pittsburgh. Let's see. I don't think the Quad Cities. They might be within the towards
Kansas
the bottom
City,
of there. Kansas City, I think. St. Louis.
Nashville, probably all those kinds of.
Even Las Vegas.
If you went to the 48 states and found like the two largest cities, basically.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Obviously, New York and L.A. are number one and two. Those are the
Chicago's
top.
Number three,
right.
Usually.
Yeah, they're in the top 10. Yeah, Chicago's in the top 10. But the biggest cities you're going to see probably the best coverage because you have more people to pay.
And when I do watch Chicago news, for instance, you do see those investigative pieces, especially looking into some alderman misusing, this or that city funds or stuff.
Well,
like
of course,
that.
Chicago is that's
but
a rich tradition. You can find that fairly easily.
Yeah.
And there are some very good investigative pieces in Chicago like that. But when I see television news in Chicago, I still see a lot of crap.
There is a lot of fluff. Like, where can you find the best drink specials?
And it also depends on what network you're watching, and it depends what day part you're watching. You're going to have more fluff in the morning because that's what attracts the morning audiences. It is really just – it's kind of an audience game. You have to know who's watching at any particular time, and it all the shows are written in a different way.
The one thing positive I would take from this is that I think it's a positive trend if news directors feel that they're doing more investigative work. Maybe they really will. Maybe it's the beginning of a focus in this direction. And so I would think if there's anything positive to draw from this is that maybe others will even read it and say, well, look, everybody else is doing more. We should do more. The kind of copycat approach.
That is true.
So, and I know Rich is going to rush out and go do an investigative piece right after this. So.
Maybe I'm already working on one.
Oh.
You just don't know about it.
That's a tease.
Well, you'll just have to stay tuned and find out. In the meantime, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.